Alaska judges often refer people who commit misdemeanor alcohol or drug-related crimes to the Alcohol Safety Action Program, or ASAP. ASAP gives courts the option to send substance abusers to treatment instead of jail. Finley McKenna with the ASAP office in Kenai says they evaluate people and determine the best way to help them avoid ending up back in court.
We screen clients and then refer them to local area treatment providers for sometimes early intervention and sometimes all the way up to residential treatment, depending on what it is that they need.
McKenna says her clients either accept help or they lose their probation. But at the start of this year, McKenna was convinced her office was getting less referrals than normal from the Homer and Kenai courts. She counted the referrals received between the 1st of January and the last day of August this year, and compared that to the number of referrals received during the same period last year.
From the Kenai court, we've had a 37% decrease in referrals, and from the Homer court, we've had a 23% decrease. So that's pretty significant.
McKenna says a decrease in referrals is supposed to be a sign that the amount of alcohol and drug-related crime is dropping. But she doesn't believe that's the case.
What we're hearing from the community is that substance use isn't slowing down, and community members are seeing it to be more of a problem, but we're getting fewer referrals from the courts. So there's some sort of, something's missing somewhere.
Henry Novak is the director of CICADA, the Cook Inlet Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. CICADA is a rehabilitation center that regularly takes clients referred by ASAP. Novak is worried his office is missing out on a chance to help people who ASAP could steer into treatment.
ASAP has been phenomenal for being able to give them a nudge and go, look, you know, you better do this, or here's what'll happen. The court will be back in your life. And that's enough to make people go, oh, I don't want the court back in my life.
CICADA has offices in both Kenai and Homer. And Novak says they get calls every day from people complaining about drug abuse and alcoholism in both areas. McKenna says she's spoken to Kenai District Attorney Scott Leaders and the Kenai Court Clerk's Office about the drop in referrals, but so far they haven't found an explanation. According to the clerk's office, the Alaska court system doesn't track the number of misdemeanor convictions involving drugs and alcohol. Also, Kenai Superior Court Judge Anna Moran said the court was unaware of any decrease in ASAP referrals, and the court doesn't normally monitor the number of referrals. Kenai District Attorney Scott Leaders did not return multiple requests for comment on this story, and District Court Judge Margaret Murphy in Homer declined to comment. But according to the Homer and Kenai Police Departments, drug and alcohol-related crime is not on the ropes by any means in their communities. Homer Police Chief Mark Roble says his department has only seen a slight decrease in drug-related crime.
Approximately 5% lower numbers for this year versus 2014. Our alcohol-related crimes are running almost neck and neck for both years.
Kenai police have also seen little to no change in the numbers for drug and alcohol arrests in the last year. If the number of offenders hasn't fallen, then the question is, has something changed in the courts? McKenna is still waiting for that answer.
If people are continuing to be arrested and convicted for misdemeanor charges, what we'd like to do is see those referrals coming back to ASAP. With the referrals that we do get from the court, we do a really good job of making sure that people get the interventions or the treatment or education that they need. But if we don't have those referrals from the courts, we can't really do anything.
Novak says when ASAP is used effectively, the program not only helps people turn their lives around, but it also removes the extra costs of housing those people in jail cells. In Kenai, I'm Quentin Chandler.